Thank you for joining us on Sheridan County Ag Update. Today I have with me some board members and a contestant for the Sheridan County Rodeo this weekend. I have Cassie Morris, Cashley Cates, and this little cutie pie over here is Carson Cates. Ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's talk some rodeo.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's already here.
I know.
Like, it's fair happened fast. And now rodeo. Yes. So Sheridan County Rodeo is a little bit different than maybe some of the other rodeos you go to. So let's talk about that.
So Sheridan County Rodeo is meant for Sheridan County residents who participate. So that's a big difference from like Wild Rodeo or other rodeos like that. All the participants are going to be part of Sheridan County.
And you have a few other events than you would normally see. Maybe if you went to a traditional rodeo, if you've been to Wild, they're going to have some different events. So let's talk about that as well.
So this year, actually, we just renamed the Wild Cow Milking the Cody Wolf Memorial Wild Cow Milking. And if you've been to the rodeo in the past couple of years, you saw that the cows had halters on. We're no longer going to be doing the halters anymore. We're going back to the old way that Cody loved, and you will have to rope your cow. So that is a change for this year, going back to the old ways. We have fun stuff like sheep mugging. We have husband and wife ribbon roping. We have the merchants roping. We have a hide race.
Hide race is a big one that people like to watch.
Yes.
It ends out our rodeo.
Okay.
And it's pretty comical.
So when I was a kid, I mean, they had the husband and wife, but they also had an 18 and under ribbon roping that I participated in once. Our first calf went really well. The second did not, but hey, we were there.
It's a fun event. It's always entertaining to see which spouse is roping and which one is running. And oftentimes the one who has to run the farthest no longer runs.
Mm-hmm. I have noticed in the past, though, that when Tamara and Barry Mann did it, I don't think I've ever seen Barry rope.
No, Tamara.
Tamara always rope. Yeah. Sorry, Barry.
One thing that it will be different, too, is we used to have rough stock. Mm-hmm. The numbers have been really low for entries on that, and so we do not have saddle bronc riding, bareback riding, or bull riding this year. We are working at bringing those back in, hoping to start with at least bull riding next year. But we still have steer riding, so the senior kids, they'll ride a steer, and then our calf riding, so all of our junior-aged kids will ride a calf. So we'll work towards getting back into all that rough stock, but just for number purposes, we couldn't really make it work for entries and a lot of stuff happening on that second weekend of August already. So,
well, and trying to bring a stock contractor in and having the lower numbers, it's hard to find a stock contractor to just bring in a handful of animals.
Yes. Yep.
So roughies. Get it on your mind for next year.
Yeah. Let us know.
I
mean, for sure, let us know so that we can plan. We can get a stock contractor ahead of time. It's a lot easier than trying to find one last minute. There's a lot of rodeos happening this time of year.
There is.
Yes.
Quality Kubota machinery and customer care from the heart. Proudly serving Sheridan and the surrounding area since 1996. Go online to heartlandkubota.com or stop by Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive. Well, Miss Carson here just came off a very successful Sheridan County Fair, and now we're headed to Sheridan County Rodeo. So, Carson, how old are you?
I am 9.
9. And what events are you going to be participating in?
I'm going to participate in barrel racing, pole bending, goat tying, sheep mugging, and calf riding.
Man, you're going to be busy.
And goat roping.
Yeah.
And goat roping. Mom and Dad are going to be busy, too, keeping you... And then you have two little brothers who are going to be doing this, too.
Yep.
Oh,
the youngest one just started.
Man, it takes a whole village to keep up with you guys, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Takes grandma and grandpa, mom and dad.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
What's your favorite event?
My favorite event would probably be barrel racing.
How come you like that one the best?
I think just because the event is just kind of boarded on like fast, and then you like have, and then I like riding horses and everything.
And what's your horse's name, your barrel horse?
Laverne.
Laverne, that's a great name. So what would you like to tell everybody watching? Do you want to tell them to come watch you?
Yeah, come watch.
All right. So there, this was, I know, started quite a few years ago. I'm 40 some years ago, probably, I think.
This will be the 45th. There was okay. 1 year that it was canceled, but it's
otherwise. Due to the outbreak. Yeah, the
I remember that.
So other than that, it's this will be the 45th.
And it's a very family-centered rodeo.
100%. All ages, from the century roping down to the peewees. So mm-hmm. all ages.
So our youngest contestants to ride a horse are going to be around 5 years old.
Okay.
And ages can go up to 90 to 100 years old if they're still able to swing a leg mm-hmm. over their horse.
Ed Adler roped in that century rope yep. until in his 90s, I remember. Yep. So.
And then on Sunday, we do have a stick horse race. So any of the kids under the age of 5 and not entered in the rodeo can come out and participate in the stick horse race.
Okay. And what time are your perfs?
So Slack will be actually Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and that will have women's adult barrel racing, women's adult breakaway, 50 and over breakaway, and then all of our team roping slack. The first performance is Saturday night at 4 p.m. and then our Sunday performance is Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay. And is there a fee to get in? Is it?
It's $5 a vehicle.
Man, what a deal,
right?
Yeah. A whole day of entertainment.
We will have food vendors.
Lots of food vendors, yep.
We will have the beer trailer there. Well, so everyone can just come have a grand old time.
What a day.
It is.
Do you guys still have the merchant's ribbon open?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Yep. That's always fun to watch,
it
too.
Is.
Yep.
Our local businesses be involved is yep. awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe, I know your sponsorships are all probably filled up for this year, but if somebody is interested, maybe a sponsorship for next year, maybe let's touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, so we do several places that they can sponsor. If they would like to sponsor, reach out to any of our board members. Mm-hmm. And Facebook is where we have all of our board members listed, so we can get in touch with them there. We do buckle sponsors, we have banner sponsors, we have some of the bigger all-around sponsors, and then also we have a program, so they can do just a little $45 quarter page ad in the program, or a full page goes up to $100. Anything like that just helps us be able to put on the rodeo, get all the stock. One thing about county rodeo is our entry fees are a lot lower than most rodeos, and so just entries don't cover all of our stock charges, so that's why it helps a lot to get the donors. We also did a new donor of arena personnel, so they can sponsor the flaggers or the judges, or once we bring rough stock back, the pickup men or bullfighters, anything like that.
Well, and for a lot of these kids, this is their opportunity to win their first buckle. Mm-hmm. I mean, some adults too, but this is their first chance.
And saddle.
And then the all-around saddle. I mean, it's the first opportunity they get. And what a great spot to do it. You know, hometown in front of not only your family, but hopefully you get a lot of people to come up and watch. I mean, yes. Really, who wouldn't want to watch this?
And we have rules in place, too, so that we can spread out those awards, right? So, yes, if you win the event, you win the buckle. For saddles, though, once a youth has won a saddle in their age division, they cannot win the saddle again. They can win the breast collar for the reserve, mm-hmm. but the reserve person would win the saddle in that age division. And then for adults, it's every 5 years you are eligible to win a saddle. Mm-hmm. So that way we can kind of spread it out and not just always let the top person
walk away
with the big prize.
Right.
Making plans for building a new barn, shop, or commercial building? Don't do any planning without a call to Sheridan's premier post-frame building and homes builder, True Built Builders, online at truebuiltbuilders.com.
All right. Well, anything else, ladies?
So I guess there is a couple things. So our original Facebook has been hacked. So we do have a new one.
Okay.
Sheridan County YWY Rodeo. So check us out there. We're going to post a bunch of new stuff. Our other one, yes, people have been asking, how do I find anything? Well, the new one. So it does have our new logo on it, which is a rope. So it's black with white rope. So please check that out for lots of information. And then this year's awards banquet is not going to be directly after our rodeo on Sunday. It's going to be August 23rd at 6 p.m. at the pavilion at the fairgrounds. And we'll still do the hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff like that. But we're going to give it a couple weeks so we can make sure that our points and money and everything is tallied and we have all of our awards and do it then. So we ask that our sponsors are welcome to join us if they want to come. Yeah. It would be wonderful to have them take the pictures with the winners.
Okay.
But otherwise, yes. We hope to see you guys this weekend.
And contestants are required to be in Western attire at the awards banquet.
Okay.
Accepting an
both.
Award.
In the arena and at the awards banquet.
Yes.
So that's long sleeves. That's not short sleeves for those team ropers that want to try and get away with that.
So I can remember back in the day that there was a lady who roped at the time, and she said, "I am wearing my roper shoes. I am not wearing boots. I've never wore boots." And she got to wear her roper boot looking shoes, and that caused a lot of controversy back in the day. So yes, everybody wear your Western attire.
Boots, long sleeve. Let tennis shoes go for the runners and the husband and wife ribbon rope.
Well,
but
it's helpful. I've ran that arena twice. It's
you gotta have some traction out there, you know?
Yes. And also, we're always looking for board members. So if people want to join the board, we just ask them to let us know and we'll invite them to a meeting and they can kind of see what it's about and see if they want to join the board or not.
Awesome.
So this is actually Cashley's dad's last year on our board. He's been there for 29 years.
Yes. He's ready to just
be
watch
grandpa
there
now.
For the grandkids. Mm-hmm. Yes. But well, he's done a lot.
Yes.
So.
Well, Cody deserves a big thank you because he has been there through the good years and the lean years and held it together for a long time.
Yes.
You know, there was a lot of those folks that just kept it together when it could have fallen apart. Yeah. So you always appreciate those folks.
Yes, it's nice to have a board member stay on for more than 1 or 2 years. So we're definitely appreciative. Lots of knowledge.
Yes. I'm sure he'll still share that knowledge after he's gone.
With me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's okay.
That's all right. All right. Well, ladies, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. And I wish you good luck this weekend. And Miss Carson, can't wait to hear how you do. Come watch you.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Thanks for inviting us.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right. For more news, sports, and podcasts, check out SharedMedia.com.